Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Of What's on Your Mind, my friends. Scott Hannon here, brought to you today by our friends at Patriot Mobile. Is today the day you're going to say, sign me up? I am tired of paying money to companies that don't share my values. Buy from a company that believes so what you and I believe. Stick together now more than ever. Patriot Mobile, America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. With broad nationwide coverage. Actually, here's a little secret. They're on the same towers as all of the other major carriers. So your coverage is comparable, but they have plans to fit any budget. 100% U.S.-based customer support team makes everything easy. And most importantly, though, they're sharing your values. They're supporting organizations that fight for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, veteran first responder heroes. Do it today. 972-PATRIOT makes it easy. Just call them. 972-PATRIOT, or go online to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily. Join the flag family, patriotmobile.com/flagfamily. Well, today is Friday. We got a lot to talk about on the program today. Senator Kevin Cramer's at the border. He's going to check in with us from the border. Been there full day yesterday, another day today, full day, and I think partly tomorrow as well. So he'll check in a couple of times throughout the show. We don't know exactly when. His itinerary there was jam-packed. UND hockey coach Brad Berry will join us on the program today. Much of the North Dakota hockey faithful are in Nashville. They're in Nashville today. Getting ready for tomorrow night's game with Penn State. These Hall of Fame games have become epic. Las Vegas, New York City, Nashville. And Nashville has been on the calendar for 2 years, remember? Last year was canceled because of the pandemic. So
I said this morning, I said, you watch. About 8:20, Scott will text. By the way, I'm in Nashville. Live in Nashville today. I was right down. I was really expecting, like, okay, somehow he got some tickets and he went to Nashville.
Well, your prediction bought tickets 2 years ago, over 2 years ago, and had been planning for 2 years to go, and because Maria's mom is not doing well, we stayed home, canceled the trip at the last minute. But we were planning on going, actually. Tickets, right. Hotel accommodations, the whole thing.
Talk about a fun town, man.
But we're just staying a little close to home right now. But I'm looking forward to chatting with Coach Brad Berry and talk about. It's just so fun to see how people travel. Sort of like the NDSU Bison folks in Frisco, too. And what the Hall of Fame game has really become is that every year. It just is, the Sioux faithful. I'll never forget Madison Square Garden. Just a sea of green in this ginormous middle of Manhattan, New York City. You know, UND fans everywhere. So darn fun. Trent Luce is going to be here next hour. He's going to put a smile on your face despite all the things that are happening. And Chet Pollard will check in. We scheduled Chet yesterday. He got busy in negotiations with the Senate. So he'll have something to report for us today. I bring you bad news to start the program, though. I don't like to lead with bad news, but this is a story about a legend lost. One of our favorite guests on the program, Lynn Oz, died yesterday at 100 years of age. Remember we had Lynn on the program celebrating his 100th birthday last year. He was on with us on Veterans Day. Just one of our favorite guests over the years. You can't even begin to do his life justice by talking about his heroic service. It's nothing short of extraordinary that this guy was here to celebrate 100 years old. And obviously, when you live to 100, every day could be your last. Every day could be our last right now at half that age, right? So it was inevitable, and he certainly lived a good life, but I know it's still sad news to many of us who just loved the guy. Just absolutely loved him. Lynn, as I mentioned, a regular guest of ours. In fact, you remember this story when he said he wanted to live to 100? And the reason he wanted to live to 100? He loved Donald Trump. He thought Donald Trump was the leader we finally needed in this country, the right-sized thing. So he told us how important was it for him to live to 100. Listen to this.
And D-Day...
I'm sorry, we're going to come back to D-Day. How about living to 100?
And I just want to say that I suggested recently that I want to live to be 100 so I can be in the middle of Trump's second term, and I did get some backlash on that, but I said, oh, you don't want me to live to be 100.
unafraid. And he got his wish to live to 100. Unfortunately, didn't see that second term. We asked him about D-Day, and just imagine yourself, you know, we commemorate D-Day, we think about D-Day, but imagine having lived it. Right after all the things you'd seen, you talked about D-Day.
And D-Day, I was in training and field training in Camp Forest, Tennessee at the time, and it was a busy, hard-working day for us. And we knew it would be our turn next, and we were happy that the day was a success. But, you know, being a soldier in, at that time, we didn't get much chance for emotion of any kind. We could see what was in front of us in the future, and there was not much room for excitement or celebration, nothing at all. And we didn't even get much chance to hear any news stories. We didn't hear the radio or anything else.
This guy entered the Army in 1942, was a rifleman in the historic Battle of the Bulge, served with the 17th Airborne of the 193rd Airborne Infantry in the European Theater, Bronze Star, Purple Heart. He was part of the official reenactment of the historic Battle of the Bulge for the 70th annual event in Belgium. He's been honored many times for many things. Grand Marshal, State Fair, Medal from France. That was presented at a great ceremony up in Minas. So dang fun to be part of that. He really brought the service of the greatest generation to life. Pretty amazing. I asked him if he... While he was fighting, while he was in the middle of that, was it about freedom for him? What was he thinking? Here's what he told us.
I reflect on that, and I thought a lot when I was in that deep hole that was created by a bomb, and the rifle shots were flying over my head. And I thought a lot about the need for what would happen when we return.
And finally, he talked a little bit about Veterans Day as well, because we would often catch up with him on Veterans Day and tell him how thankful we were for him.
Veterans Day has become very significant to me because I remember all those veterans who had served. I used to think that my service was most important and severe, but I have talked to too many veterans who had worse service than I did and more complications than I've been happy for the gift of my life. I've been happy for the gift of all the people that have served with me.
Isn't that something? Gratitude.
Fantastic.
All the way to 100. Talked a lot about his family, too, the pride he has for his great family.
I was one of the more fortunate ones. I came back, and I have a great family. There'll be about 40 of us in attendance tonight.
Always enjoyed those family reunions. They celebrated so well his service, and you really lived vicariously through Lynn Oz and all those incredible stories. My favorite memories was he heard me on the air talking about Cloverdale bacon one day. So I went to the Cloverdale store there in Mandan and loaded up a cooler and dropped it off for him. Why not? Nice. We could load up. He never forgot that. He always brought that up. Oh, what a hero. We lost Lynn Oz.
We're losing the greats.
We are losing the greats. Another legend lost. Rest in peace, Lynn Oz. Great to know you. That's for sure. Great to know you. What an honor it was for all of us. Your calls, questions, and comments when we return on What's on Your Mind on a Friday. Let me know what is on your mind.
Now you can pair Monster Power with Total Control. Your Northern Region New Holland dealer wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive tractors with the AutoCommand CVT from New Holland. This transmission gives you faster acceleration and easier operation at low speeds with no steps and no ranges, just with a controller. Gently for gradual response, aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 AutoCommand tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
Gateway Building Systems is proud to be a new AGI VIN dealer, the global leader in steel manufacturing, designed with exceptional flexibility and quality in mind. Storing your grain and non-corrosive materials has never been easier. With AGI VINs, your options are endless. You'll find everything you need to keep your farm running and successful. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com or call 1-800-747-4499.
Unleaded 88 retailers across the state are participating in the third annual Pink at the Pump promotion to raise funds for breast cancer awareness. Participating retailers include PetroServe USA locations in Bismarck, Castleton, Fargo, Mandan, Valley City, and West Fargo. Cashwise locations in Bismarck, Fargo, Watford City, West Fargo, and Williston, and Tesoro and Widmere. 3 cents per gallon of unleaded 88 sold in October will go to North Dakota Women's Way. Choose the unleaded 88 nozzle in October to support breast cancer awareness.
Think about it. In just 10 years, the Minnesota state budget grew from $14 billion to $26 billion. That's almost double. Did your income double in the last 10 years? And now Governor Tim Walz wants to raise taxes again so government can grow even more instead of eliminating wasteful spending. Think about it. It's time to stop the wasteful spending. Think About It is brought to you by Center of the American Experiment, Minnesota's think tank.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You know, it is very easy these days to just say, you got to be kidding me on so many fronts, right? But you have to find an anchor in the sea of the insanity. You really do. And there are great people out there. Lynn Oz is a great example of that as a World War II hero. You all have them in your communities. You hear stories about them. Find the good every day. And I'm taking a little solace in the fact that the wheels are coming off the Biden administration in every way. It's only a matter of time until this ruse is found out that, this guy can barely string two sentences together, let alone lead the United States of America. That's so blatantly obvious, it's unbelievable. This framework of insanity is such a joke. I mean, look, Nancy Pelosi starts yesterday by saying, don't embarrass the president, you have to vote for this infrastructure bill, and caves hours later, right? So the wheels are coming off. Trust me on that.
Let's go, Brandon.
The wheels are coming off. So take solace in that. Find some good. There's plenty of it out there. There's a lot of Lin Oz. There are more Lin Oz's in this world than there are people that think any of this is a good idea. So I'm just going to take great comfort on the about that this Friday. You tell me if I'm normal or nuts. There's more good in this world. There's more. Find a family member that makes you proud every day. Focus on that rather than what these people are trying to do to this country, because it is the greatest country on the face of the earth. Still, the sun's up today, folks. The sun's shining. The sky's blue.
Yep, absolutely.
Find something that gives you hope in a sea of insanity, okay? Great Wall Street Journal editorial today on how the quote-unquote framework is a joke, and about how it is so jerry-rigged.
Framework.
Yeah.
I love that word. Like John Kennedy said, only in D.C. What a great word.
It was.
Yeah,
kidding. He said, if you're in an, you're driving along and all of a sudden, two wheels of your fall off your vehicle, you're in the ditch and you look to your wife and say, oh, honey, it's fine. We have a framework.
A framework to get out of the ditch.
Yeah,
I have a framework.
Brought to you today by our friends at Pipers, America's land auctioneers. Go to Pipers.com and click on that tab that says land auctions, real estate, land management, equipment auctions. Every auction's online now at Pipers. That's right. So there are a list of those, active sales that are happening. There's a lot of land auctions happening right now. You click on the land auction tab, find that. America's Land Auctioneer radio show is tomorrow, 7 a.m. on these very radio stations. Check it out, plus WDAY. Or call 877-700-4099 if you want to do the old-fashioned way and get a catalog. Monday, Otter Tail County, 150 acres. Tuesday next week, McHenry and McLean counties, 306 acres. Winters Farm Retirement Auction down in South Dakota happens on Wednesday. This is just next week. Just next week. I'm not even to Thursday yet for Clay County and a rich parcel of 68 acres of land, Pipers.com. Cliff in beautiful Steel, North Dakota. What's on your mind, Cliff?
The whole mandate situation where employers are mandating things. And, one of the things conservatives, the reason why we don't like things like mandates is because, there's always this mission creep. And if big government in general, if you can use big government to do what you like today, somebody else could use big government to do what you don't like tomorrow. And so with regards to these mandates, if you wanted to put that in context, what I'd say is if I was a Christian business owner, which I'm not, I would declare to my employees, okay, I tell you what, in order to protect the lives of everybody in my workplace, including the unborn, I am having a mandate that nobody get an abortion in this workplace. And if somebody in this workplace becomes pregnant and terminates their pregnancy, then that's grounds for dismissal. And then on the left, you would see all kinds of caterwauling about, wait a minute, you can't get in between a person and their health decisions. We heard that argument when Texas passed their law here not too long ago. But, like Limbaugh used to say, the aggressor sets the rules. If you can make mandates, regarding people's healthcare decisions, then you just you opened wide the door, and perhaps there could be some mandates that you don't agree with. It would be interesting to see if all of a sudden a bunch of Christian business owners, employers said, okay, well, now that we can dictate healthcare decisions for our employees, then let's start doing some things that are more along in line with our faith and our morality. And oh my goodness, that would definitely be a storm of controversy, but it would be illustrative at the same time.
Here's something you ought to think about. All great points, Cliff. Think about this. We're talking about a virus with a 99-some-odd percent survivability. Mortality rate is under a percent now. So if these...
Well, I'm just talking about philosophically, you know.
I understand totally what you're saying, but I'm just saying where their bar is, a virus with 99-point-whatever percentage of survivability, the mortality rate less than a percent, if this is now the standard that you can require these things, what else can they demand? You know, your point is well taken, and that obviously your example of, well, if we put the shoe on the other foot, but we know the answer to that. There is no... There is no standard here. Not to mention, I just think it's not even in the DNA of most conservative business leaders to say you shall, you will, you must. It just is foreign. And just put yourself, regardless of your own personal feelings, Cliff, in the position of when you need people to come work for your team to get something done. The more you say, I'll take this kind of person or that kind of person. You know, you have to like strawberry ice cream, but you can't like chocolate ice cream. Good luck in this environment hiring people.
Well, you're talking about standards. I guess this would prove that the only standard is the double standard. The standard is whatever the left wants, whenever the left wants it, period. And
that's
so,
exactly,
you know,
right.
I'm not talking about specific instances. I'm just talking big picture here. You know, like they say, the government that's big enough to give you what you have is big enough to take what you own. You know, and so, like I said, if they go down the route of these mandates, then, you know, maybe there's a silver lining, you know. But I don't think anybody who's a true conservative wants to go mandating anything. But it would be interesting to just kind of demonstrate second and third order effects to putting employers in charge of mandating things.
Thankfully, this ruse is falling apart day by day. It is. I mean, their poll numbers are plummeting. Look at Virginia. My gosh, the bottom just fell out of Terry McAuliffe. Biden's poll numbers are plummeting. They are fast becoming a deck of cards tumbling. Cliff, great points. Thank you for the call. More after this. Don't go away.
They say when the going gets tough, the tough get going. At OK Tire, we're here to keep you going. From Firestone tires and replacements to retreads and even Firestone tracks, we have you covered. Our certified Firestone experts are ready to get you back up and running, no matter if you're on site or in the field, saving you time and money. OK Tire, we keep the tough going.
It's time to relax with a jug of North Dakota Sweet Crude Liqueur. At the end of a crazy day, let those stressful thoughts just melt away with the smooth taste of an unrefined, easy sip and drink and rich North Dakota history. Ask for it by name at your favorite local liquor store and go to crudespirits.com to see the variety of ways to enjoy North Dakota Sweet Crude. Old Man Widener passed his recipe on for generations, and they want to share it with you. North Dakota Sweet Crude, a great way to finish your day.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Oklahoma administered a lethal injection Thursday to a 60-year-old man, John Marion Grant, who fatally stabbed a prison cafeteria worker 23 years ago. The lethal injection came after the United States Supreme Court, in a 5-3 ruling Thursday, vacated stays of execution for him and Julius Jones that were put in place a day earlier by the 10th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. Jones's lethal injection is set for November 18th. J. just days after President Biden stumped for Virginia governor candidate Democrat Terry McAuliffe. Republican candidate Glenn Youngkin has surged to an 8-point lead in the latest polling in the state. The poll was conducted October 24th through the 27th among 1,212 Virginia registered voters. Game 3 of the World Series will be played tonight, where Major League Baseball banned the All-Star Game. The Atlanta Braves host the Houston Astros, with the series knotted at one game apiece in the best of seven. USA Radio News.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Before the top of the hour, Friday edition of What's on Your Mind, tell us. Brian and Crosby wants to talk about the carbon capture concept. Henry and Fargo has a question for moi. We're celebrating the life of Len Oz, a great, great hero. Passed away yesterday. Thoughts and prayers to the entire family of this living legend, living until yesterday, and now he's up celebrating those 100 years, getting his heavenly reward. So we'll continue that as well today. We have actually some comments from Senator Kevin Cramer when he honored him for his 100th birthday on the floor of the U.S. Senate. Senator Hovind did the same, so we'll have some of that on the program today. Trent Luce is coming up. Chad Pollard on the upcoming legislative session. Lot to cover today on the show, so stay tuned for all that. Call us at 258-0550. Text us 701-237-1590. Also, Senator Cramer is at the border today, so he'll be checking in, too, with an update on what he's seeing there firsthand. So, a lot going on in the program today. Right now, we head to Nashville, Tennessee, for the coach of the UND hockey team. It'll take the ice after years in the planning tomorrow, Nashville, Tennessee, for the Hall of Fame game. Coach Barry, welcome back to What's on Your Mind. How are you?
Great, Scott. How you doing today, fella?
Doing great on a Friday, and I have my game-worn UND hockey jersey on today here from the 87 National Championship team, and wearing the green. And looking forward to a great Hall of Fame game tomorrow. Incredible vibe of folks down there. The Sioux Nation travels well, don't they?
They absolutely do. We got into Nashville yesterday here, and obviously our focus is on winning that game tomorrow. But just seeing the fan support here and driving down Broadway Street, checking into the hotel of the Sea of Green here. It was only Thursday yesterday, but, man, the streets were flooded with green, white, and black, and a lot of North Dakota here. So we're blessed for that.
These Hall of Fame games have become epic. New York City, Madison Square Garden, Las Vegas, which is going to happen again. And, of course, what a great opportunity for Sioux fans to just plan around a trip and go out there. And we're going to talk a little bit about the game tomorrow. But this one feels special just because it was supposed to happen last year, gets postponed, and a lot of anticipation. Of course, also tied in with where Greg Johnson, a former Sioux, who left us all too early, was the captain, the first ever captain of the Nashville Predators. So I know some of his family's down there. This one's got to feel special, Brad, huh?
Yeah, for sure. You know, getting back to what we do with the destination games, you know, just want to thank our fans for being patient. You know, it wasn't an easy year for everybody due to COVID and, you know, keeping their tickets and their travel plans in mind and staying with it. And, you know, we're going into Bridgestone Arena tomorrow, 18,000 capacity. We have about 17,500 of that 18,000 that's going to be our fans wearing green there. So want to thank you for that. And then also what you talked about with Greg Johnson, you know, passing away, and very sorry with his family there. And, you know, he's a big part of our program. And to honor him, they're going to do a little pregame puck drop and a little video to tribute to him. But Ryan Johnson, his brother, RJ, is who lives in the area here and played for Nashville as well, is going to be dropping the first puck there before the game. So just in honor of a great man and Greg Johnson.
Yeah, that's wonderful as well. A lot of great things happening there. Talk about Penn State. What do we know about the opponent tomorrow night?
Yeah, they like to shoot the puck. They, you know, an entry and an end zone, they like to whip pucks from everywhere and try to generate offense. So we're going to have to defend very well. I feel our team has grown and built very well over the last couple of weeks. You know, we played a hard, heavy, top-ranked Bemidji team. We played a top-ranked Quinnipiac experienced team here. So, we went into the trenches three of the four games on the road and came out 2-2. And, you know, we're 4-2 overall. And I think our team has grown exponentially over the last couple of weeks. And we feel that, you know, with this only one game this weekend, we're going to pour everything into what we've built and grown as a team over the last month here and get after it.
Yeah, that's and a young team. I mean, you obviously, as we like to say, as faithful UND hockey fans, they don't rebuild, they reload. So you've reloaded, but you've reloaded a little more than usual with the amount of youngsters on this squad, right?
Yeah, normally, you know, new faces, we call it, right? We got 14 new faces, 9 freshmen, which is a big class in itself, and then 5 transfers. So a lot of different factions coming in, group getting together and trying to work for a common goal, and they're doing a good job at that. You know, our young guys, you know, guys like Jake Schmaltz and Matteo Costantini, and those type of players have to be forced into getting minutes that other players have left our program. 7 of our top 8 scorers have left. Now those minutes have to get divided, and I think our guys have done a tremendous job of eating those minutes up, and not only eating them, but being productive in that side of it. So, yeah, we're growing and building as we go, and like I said, I think there's going to be great days ahead as far as this group.
These new faces get a chance to see how faithful the fans are with a trip like this all the way to Nashville, Tennessee. I can't even imagine tomorrow night with, as you say, 18-plus seats and 17,000 are going to be wearing green, black, or white, right?
Yeah, for sure. You know, like I said, it's... I firmly believe, I remember the old WCHA days, and they had the Final Five in St. Paul every year, and families would mark their calendars. Well, I think it's getting to be that as far as these destination games. We were fortunate enough to bid on the Hall of Fame games and get them for, you know, we went to New York City, we went to Las Vegas, we're playing here. Next year, we're going to Las Vegas again in the big rink at T-Mobile. And I think what happens is people circle it on the calendar and they bring their families here. It's almost like a Thanksgiving Day event where people congregate into these destination games, and it becomes a destination for families to get together.
Well, Coach, go get them. Good luck. Excited about another season and excited about another destination game of the Hall of Fame game with Penn State tomorrow night. Thanks for taking a couple minutes on a busy day for us, and we'll be rooting. I know most of the North Dakota faithful are in Nashville, but a few of us back here, and we'll be cheering loud.
Well, thanks for being there, and hopefully next year we'll get you and your family down to Vegas, but we're going to get after it tomorrow and make you proud, fella.
All right, look forward to it. Thanks, Coach. Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Brad Berry, coach of the UND Fighting Sioux hockey team. Quick reminder
I'm putting Vegas on the calendar right now.
That's going to be happening. An epic one. They've been to Vegas, but they were in the smaller of the arenas. Now they'll be in the big T-Mobile, and that'll be the same thing. Yeah, definitely get that on your calendar. 2021 Ag and Energy Tour is happening. Mark your calendar for Tuesday, November 9th. And we're going to find out how ag and energy work together so well in the great state of North Dakota. Got a fun day planned. Free tour of farms and ranches. We'll leave Bismarck about 7:30 on the 9th and make a number of stops along the way up to Watford City and back late afternoon. If you'd like to go, there's a few spots left. Call Tammy at this number, 701-400-9482. Good chance for you just to get out and see a lot of good. By the way, you need to do this. You need to do this with all the headlines and all the garbage happening in Washington, D.C. with the federal government and everything else. There's a whole lot of good that happens every day. Farm and ranch company, country, energy country. I mean, so we'll get out there and see it together and lift our spirits a little. The 2021 Ag and Energy Tour is November 9th. Call Tammy at 701-400-9482 if you want to join us. 701-400-9482. You can email Tammy T-A-M-M-Y, at ndforallenergy.org. Or just text us and we'll get you more information. 701-237-1590 to text us. Brian and Crosby, what's on your mind today, Brian?
Hello, can you hear me okay?
Loud and clear. Glad to have you on the show. Love hearing from Crosby today. Thank you.
Yeah, all right. It's going to be a nice day here. A little bit windy, but we got a couple more warm days left, so let's get out and enjoy it.
Exactly right.
So I guess what's on my mind is this Red Tail Energy Carbon Capture Project. It was brought to my attention a couple of days ago that the equipment for this project is being fabricated down in Texas. And it bothers me that we're sending North Dakota jobs out of state. We've got fabricators here in the Williston Basin, the world-class fabricators, that have they've been fabricating equipment for the energy industry for five decades. They're the best there is. And I'd like to see this done right here locally instead of sending these jobs out of state. And the material for this project, you know, we've got suppliers here in North Dakota, oil field supply stores or distributors, and they excel at supplying material for the energy industry. You know, all steel is not the same. There's different alloys that need to be used in the, when you, have different hydrocarbons in your media. And, these guys have invested millions of dollars in this inventory and it's on the ground right here in North Dakota. So, let's shop local. Let's support North Dakota instead of sending this stuff out of state.
Well, Brian, now, I couldn't agree with you anymore. First of all, Brian, that, you know, the idea that we have so much innovation here and, with so much going on. And by the way, any project is going to benefit from the innovation or the products or the manufacturing happening here. It's going to be cheaper. You don't have to ship it up here. A lot of this stuff's heavy. But sometimes I just think we don't even know that it's available. Now, I know there's our carbon, you know, projects that are happening in the oil field in Texas, so I don't know if, you know, the product was already available. So I have no idea the particulars of the Red Trail situation. It'd be interesting to find out. Maybe they weren't aware. I don't know. There's a bidding process, but in spirit, I'm 100% with you. Want to use North Dakota products, North Dakota innovation on everything and anything that's happening.
Yeah, and for your listeners out there, so I don't know where to head to next with this. I don't know who to talk to. So for your listeners, if you know who we should talk to let the local contractors and suppliers bid on these local projects, please call in and let us know. We need to stay after this and make sure we keep those jobs here.
Great idea. I'll do a little poking around as to the process there. I mean, this is an incredible project that's happening and a great example of energy and ag working together, by the way, with what's happening at Red Trail. I mean, again, people talk about carbon capture. They're actually doing it, right? And they're drilling it and putting it downhole and actually going about it. So it's an innovative project. But to the extent that they can use North Dakota products and North Dakota innovation, I'm 100% with you. So don't know a lot of the details, but I'll ask and find out, maybe use this one as one example. Okay, what did you need to do that? You know, how do you put out the bid? How do you let people know in North Dakota? Do you do a little research as to what's available in North Dakota? All those questions. And, Brian, whenever we ask our listeners for answers, we get them. So great idea there, too. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Henry in Fargo has a question for me. Lay the question on me, Henry.
All right, you ready, Scott?
I'm ready for the question.
My question is, and please let me finish the question before you jump in. My question is how do you square your position a few weeks ago when you had Stanford and your orb charts and you were telling people if you don't want to work there, go get a job someplace else, when none of the facts and none of the information has changed, and now today you're saying, why are we doing this when it's 99.9% it's not lethal? I just want to know how you square the change in your opinion.
All right, Henry, hang on for my answer. When we come back, on What's On Your Mind.
Hi, Gus here with Precision Concrete Cutters. Did you know that you can add an egress window to any basement wall, even if there is no existing window? At Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. Call us at 701-280-7038.
Hello, this is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services.
I'm here, and I'm just asking one of my clients kind of what their experiences were doing their estate plan. Would you be willing just to share a couple thoughts on that, Mark?
I went into the experience without, I guess, just a very general knowledge from friends and coworkers as to, you know, what we really should be doing, but without much of a framework, and certainly no knowledge of the details involved. Mark was very helpful presenting all the options, ultimately walking us through the whole process of setting up the system and challenge, because I don't live right here where my mom does. We see each other when I visit, so there was a lot of coordination involved, and he really helped us out with that, too.
Let us help you, too.
Call us now. You'll be glad you did. That's 701-318-0908.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming auctions include 118 acres of exceptional crop land in Grand Forks County, North Dakota, 80 acres of excellent crop land in Trail County, and 620 acres of excellent crop and hunting land in Ramsey County. And don't forget the Dennis Johnson Equipment Estate Auction on October 27th in Kenmare, North Dakota, featuring John Deere tractors, Freightliner Semi, and a McDonald 1170 Swather, and hundreds of more items. You can view all of these auctions and many more auctions at Piper's.com or call Piper's 877-700-4099.
Hi, Gus here from Ramjack North. Due to the lack of the moisture in the soil, we've been experiencing more calls regarding foundation movement. If you notice dirt pulling away from your home, you'll need to make sure you don't have bigger issues. Contact us today at 701-280-7038.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Can one guy be?
Oh my gosh!
I kissed her and she kissed me.
There you go.
Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head?
That's not Dean Martin, I'm telling you.
Oh, we got a request for that, I saw.
We did.
Yeah, I gotta get it in there.
Exactly right.
It'd be like my dream. To sing with an orchestra, sing this song with a full orchestra would be so fun.
See, to me, music like that is the reason to smile.
Oh,
right?
There you go.
What he's saying, you know, the idea that, hey, think about this. Think of my wife, my life partner, my soulmate. I'm going to give every name. Realize, thank you, God. I have a wife. I have kids.
Beautiful.
I have a wonderful... posted teammates here. I get to be on the radio every day with Todd the Radio God and Kevin Mitchell. Come on.
Or Flynn.
You kidding me?
Or, yeah, Todd Flynn and Kevin Mitchell. Or
Todd the Radio God, Kevin Flynn. There you go. I'm mixing my teammates. Chris, the super producer.
Get to work with him every
day.
Were you
doing your Joe Biden invitation just now?
Is that what you're... Yeah, there you go. Exactly. Over here, sir.
You know, the rapidly rising...
Right thing. Yeah. You know, we have good food to celebrate. Nothing like a good meal, is it?
Every
good
day.
Good music, good meal.
You bet.
Petra Serve USA today. Two Sloppy Joes and chips in Harwood. Chicken tenders are your thing. Head to West Main Avenue, West Fargo. I was over there yesterday. Do you want scalloped potatoes with ham? Would you like chipped beef? Would you like... Yes. Yes. Just... Yes.
I'll load you up. One of each, please.
Pulled pork with gravy or chicken fettuccine in Valley City today. Petra Serve USA is home cook and grab-and-go convenience. Chicken pot pie in Glendon, too. On this last October broadcast of What's On Your Mind.
Yeah, November on Monday. Halloween weekend here.
All right, Henry has a question for me. And Henry's question was, how do you reconcile the fact that you thought it was okay for Sanford Health to condition employment based on vaccination status? And then today you're talking about, imagine if it is okay to have these mandates for vaccinations, to walk into a restaurant, I assume that's what you're talking about, you know, federal contractors, you shall, you must, you will, anybody with 100 more employees, you must, mandate by the Biden administration. I think mandates are dumb, period. So let's just say that. But I also think I can reconcile the fact that it is chilling that a virus with a mortality rate of less than 1% can cause a vaccination mandate in so many circles as a dumb idea and going to lead to a lot of horrible things. At the same time, understand that a healthcare institution would say, as a condition of employment, we'd like our employees to be vaccinated.
Was that your Holden answer?
No, I'm just saying, I think mandates are a bad idea, but I also can understand how a healthcare institution would say our number one priority is the patient, so therefore we want patients to come here to get treatment by and large. First of all, I can understand why people have the vaccination. I can understand why people make that decision. They look at data, they talk to their doctor, they say that I'm going to have it. I think people that are 60 and over, I think people that are vulnerable health-wise, make a decision. So if you're vulnerable health-wise, you're going into a healthcare institution, right, Henry? You're by and large, if you're seeking healthcare, if you're getting a surgery, if you're, you know, going to see a doctor, you're in some kind of compromised health
position. Question though for you though, would the staff at that healthcare facility not being vaccinated preclude you from going to getting services from them?
It wouldn't me. No.
I can't imagine anyone would say
okay.
No.
No.
Or they
like
would
I
say
said,
no.
none of the information, none of the facts have changed. If you're vaccinated, and we're learning more every day about this vaccine, I'm not an anti-vaxxer because it was done under Trump. It was done under the best intentions, and I think we're just with time seeing the results of the vaccine. But here's the deal: it's all known that if you're vaccinated, you can still carry it, you can still transmit it, and you can still get it. So, what benefit is it for the employees to be vaccinated if they can still carry it, give it, and get it?
None. Well, if I'm a healthcare institution, the priority I have to put on the top of the org chart is the patient. And so I'm saying, based on the data I have, it's best for the patient to be around people that have been vaccinated so they don't. I don't want to be the hospital that's a super spreader when our patients are
okay,
number one.
Ahead.
So I just get it. I also said the other point I'd say is I also understand and actually applaud anybody that says I'm not going to do that. Now, in the case of Sanford, there were exemptions. By my knowledge, every exemption asked for, religious or healthcare reason, was granted. So I think that's the best way to do it, is to have an actual exemption. So, but I don't like the mandates. I don't like mandates of anything. It's a dumb idea. But I also don't run a healthcare organization. So, did I answer it for you, Henry?
I always go back to, you know, whatever happened to swim at your own risk? I mean, you know, there's no lifeguard here. You can still drown in the pool.
Oh, no. We become the nanny state. You can't have that.
No, my point is, and then again, if an airline, if they don't vaccinate their pilots and their flight staff, are you going to say, well, I'm not flying that airline?
I'm interested in what the listeners have on their mind, so I'm going to say, guys, stop. Mary and Bismarck, you tell us. You're next on What's On Your Mind. Mary?
Okay, we'll keep going.
Mary, quite contrary.
Jesus, why Kevin and I were talking.
Yeah, they're not looking.
How are you guys doing?
Well, good. Thank you, Chad. Go ahead.
$450,000 for every person that comes into our country illegally. That's basically say they're traumatized. Where in the heck is our two senators and our congressmen? Why in the heck aren't we just fighting the hell out of it? Because do you make $450,000 tax free and you basically have you do it illegally?
You can't make it up. They are so over the line stupid. You can't make it
up. Big development this week. Sean Spicer's new book is out. It's called Radical Nation. It blows the lid off Joe Biden and Kamala Harris's real plan for America. Spicer's Radical Nation reveals the shocking truth about the border crisis and their dangerous plan causing inflation to soar. Everyone is at risk by this new socialism. As White House Press Secretary Sean learned how Washington really works, now he tells the insider secrets in Radical Nation. Tonight, watch Sean on Newsmax Spicer and Company as he exposes Biden's Radical Nation. Get your copy of Radical Nation at bookstores everywhere. It's already a number one Amazon bestseller. And tune into Spicer and Company at 5 p.m. Central on Newsmax on all major cable channels. Check your guide. Or find Newsmax on most streaming platforms and smart TVs. Samsung, LG, Roku, Zumo, Amazon Fire, Pluto, and more. Sean Spicer's Radical Nation. Get it today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.